T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign and Jeff Bell are off today. Today I'm joined by KCBS reporter Mike DeWald. As we've been reporting on KCBS, Governor Gavin Newsom wrapped up a week's worth of policy rollout events to unveil his complete May revised budget. The massive $267 billion spending plan includes a sweeping recovery package aimed at jumpstarting the California economy. Mike, you have been following this story. Tell us more on what the governor sent to the legislature today.
Well, that's right. Good afternoon, Patty. And it certainly wasn't flashy, but it was true to form for Governor Newsom as he moved line item by line item, presenting the May revise of the state budget. The governor saying he looked to the investment boom of the 50s and 60s for inspiration on how to get a California economy going again that's still emerging from the pandemic. Now, the governor's certainly benefiting from full coffers. He has billions of extra dollars to work with this year, proposing an expansion to the state's stimulus check program, providing renter's assistance, money for public education and broadband for all, wildfire prevention, everything down to assistance for traffic fines and fees for low-income Californians. There was just that much extra funding to go around. Now, the response from the legislature so far, pretty much what you'd expect, down party lines. We'll see what happens now the process of budget negotiations gets underway in Sacramento.
We're going to talk more about this. We are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our guest, Bob Schrum. He's professor of political science and director of the Center for the Political Future at the University of Southern California. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Happy to be here.
The governor proposed quite a bit today. Big question, can he deliver?
I think he will deliver. I think the legislature, the Republicans will object. The Democratic majorities in the legislature will pass this. Governor will sign it into law. It may not be exactly what he asked for, but it will be substantially the same as the package he submitted today.
Now, the governor rarely recognizes the recall in his public remarks. Do you see this week and today's announcements as almost an indirect campaign against the recall?
Oh, sure. He may not recognize it, and he may not talk about it, but he's responding to it. And I've been saying for some time that by the date of the recall election, which will, I guess, be sometime between September and November, COVID is likely to be very much under control. California is likely to be booming. His numbers are north of 50% right now. And the state is far bluer than it was in 2003 when Gray Davis got recalled. Gray Davis got reelected by about 4 or 5 points. Gavin Newsom won by 30. Al Gore carried the state in 2000 by 12 points. Joe Biden carried it by 30 points. So he's in the right place at the right time in terms of this recall. I think it's a great big waste of money. We're scheduled to have an election in a year. We're not going to recall Gavin Newsom. And I don't think the bear is going to get elected.
I want to talk a little bit more about money, specifically the pretty big gift the governor got. He got a massive surplus of federal funding. What would his situation be without it?
Oh, he'd be in a very difficult position to do some of he could not do some of the things he's doing. But we would still, I think, be in a good place with COVID unless something unexpected happened. And the economy would still be likely to recover, although it wouldn't boom in quite the way it's going to boom now.
Now, how's the governor viewed by the more progressive wing of the Democratic Party in California? Are some of the things we saw today aimed at winning them over?
People talk about this all the time, and, you know, sort of the progressive wing of the party and the mainstream wing of the party. And I used to say all of 2020, Joe Biden's a progressive. And some people would look at me and some reporters would say, really? You really think that? And you look at him as president, and what he's done is progressive. What Gavin Newsom is doing is progressive. He is a progressive. This is, after all, the person who started instituting marriage equality in the city of San Francisco back in 2004 when he was mayor.
When you look at, if I could use the term controversial or most problematic, when you look at what the governor rolled out this week, what do you think is going to be the toughest part to get through the legislature?
I don't think anything in particular is going to be tough. I think there's going to be some argument about how much money should be put away for a rainy day. But the truth is, we have not a fiscal rainy day right now, but we have a rainy day in terms of health. We have a rainy day in terms of the condition of the economy. So it's right to be spending a lot of this money. I don't think he's going to have serious trouble getting through any of the major initiatives he proposed.
Now, in looking at the governor's response to the pandemic, we haven't heard much yet from the state in terms of the new masking guidance from the CDC. Are you surprised the governor's been as quiet as he has on that?
No, I think they're proceeding to, in a very orderly way, to look at this. I suspect on Monday, if not before, the state will come out with a new set of guidelines. The Los Angeles will come out with their own set of guidelines. And they'll be consistent with what the CDC has recommended. But, you know, he got attacked a lot for being overly cautious, for being too careful. And you look at where California is today, it's in about the best place of any state in the country in terms of handling COVID. It's got a lower test positivity test rate. Deaths are way down. Hospitalizations are way down. It was inconvenient, it was unpleasant, it was really tough for some small businesses, but it was the right thing to do if you wanted to keep people alive, and he's done that.
Thank you very much. Our guest, Bob Schrum, he's professor of political science and director of the Center for the Political Future at the University of Southern California. By the way, you can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.